702 and Cape Talk.
Book of the Week.
It's a Thursday, so we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And the book today is called The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption, from Mpumelelo Mkabela, who's a political analyst and author too. And this does track the last 22 years or so of the ANC, from when it first committed itself to the new CADA project and how we have seen it being consumed by corrupt cadres within the party over the past years. Dr. Mpumelelo Mkabela is a political analyst. He's a columnist on News 24, a former journalist as well. Mpumelelo, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time, and a really important read at this point as we go into an ANC election year.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and thank you for the opportunity. Yes, it's a very important book, not only for the moment, but also reflectively for the understanding the past. And also, most likely, and I hope people will read it also in that way, trying to fashion how we should see things going forward.
You know, it's so interesting that you say looking at the past, because we have short memories. So in the beginning, you tell the story about Bantu Holomisa, who was a whistleblower who came forward when he was within the ANC about allegations against then-Minister Stella Sekao. And you say that that was the foundation of a corruption model that would be perfected over many years to come. And I think maybe we've forgotten about that. So for me, it was so useful to go back and read that.
Yes, indeed. And as, maybe at the time when the whole Stella Sekao scandal was brought to light by Holomisa, who was subsequently expelled from the ANC for highlighting corruption, maybe at the time it would have been maybe an isolated incident or, you know, things like that. But if you look at what had happened since then, and you look back, you can then see the link of how the ANC, each time it had been caught in scandal, or its leaders have been caught in corruption scandal, it sort of like wavered, and it like in most instances it would side with the corrupt and at the expense of the whistleblower, and we see that happening today, even, you know, with recent people that have been murdered. You did your own book, Mandy, about whistleblowers, where the party doesn't come strong on the side of the whistleblowers. So I take the step like back and look at how it happened with Holomisa, and I look at it as a moral choice the ANC had to make quite early on. And it got that test, as I call that chapter first test, it got that test wrong. And I think that from then on, the tone was set. So that's where we find ourselves at right now.
Yeah, you speak about, in one of your final chapters, you speak about the resistors, the whistleblowers, how there is a renewal, a push from cleaner forces. So we always hear about how there's this move for renewal within the ANC. Today we've got Kgalema Motlanthe speaking about who's going to be eligible to be an office bearer. We've got the constitutional amendments saying no murderers or rapists. So the ANC is always very outspoken and saying the right things, but it doesn't necessarily happen in practice.
Indeed. And there's a chapter, Mandy, where I actually deal with this issue of how the ANC has been very strong rhetorically in terms of fighting corruption. And you would see that how different presidents over time, from Mandela to Cyril Ramaphosa, if you look at the January 8th statement and the biggest mentions of anti-corruption.
In fact, you break it up into percentages of how often they actually mention the word corruption.
Yes, and you can't fault the ANC when it comes to being anti-corruption, when it comes to rhetoric and all of that, and declarations in party conferences, whether it's the NGC or it's the elective conference. Even now, at the last policy conference, there's a lot of stuff about we are anti-corruption party and all of that. But the truth is that in reality, the party is found wanting when it comes to action.
I love that you've got on the cover of the book a wolf in sheep's clothing. And you say that if you're angry about rampant corruption, you have an ally in the ANC. Or at least that's what the party wants us to believe.
Indeed. And I think that was a very perfect graphic explanation, because you find it actually fashionable for even the most corrupt people in the ANC to talk about corruption, to talk about, like, we must fight corruption. You know, if you look at in Mpumalanga, for example, in the recent conference, you know, people talked about corruption, but you know, at the same time they were electing somebody who's facing allegations of murder in KwaZulu-Natal. Parties talk about corruption, but at the same time, they are defending Jacob Zuma.
Yeah.
And whenever there's a judgment, for example, I highlight a lot of those instances. I try to analyze them to get to the bottom of why the ANC behaves in that fashion. One of the things I find, for example, is that when there's a judgment against somebody who is corrupt, the ANC doesn't take the side of the judiciary. It takes the side of the person against whom a judgment has been made. So it makes the ANC kind of like wishy-washy when it comes to corruption. But its declarations at conferences are quite strong. So it's a party stuck in contradiction, while at the same time corruption persists.
Mpumelelo, as you say, this book is the outcome of political necessity. It's an attempt to make sense of South Africa's corruption crisis under the governing ANC. I found it so illuminating. So thank you very much and all the best. Everybody should read this in the run-up to December.
Thank you so much. And I hope that it will inspire perhaps people to think about new ways in which we can save the country from corruption.
Dr. Mpumelelo Mkabela, political analyst and author. The book is called The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption. And it really is contemporaneous, and we should all be reading it over the next couple of months.